old age homes, euphemistically called care centers, to give it a nice ring in the tone. That's not the place for our mothers and our fathers. When they have grown old, this is the time especially we need to serve them, we need to look after them. By placing them there, a person feels that, you know what, I've done my duty, my responsibility, because I'm so busy, I don't have time to give them, I can't look after them sufficiently. At least there, some stranger is going to be looking after them and fulfilling their needs and requirements. But we as Muslims, there is a lot of emphasis in fulfilling the rights of mothers and fathers. We have been taught very beautifully, no matter what we are able to do, we will never fulfill those rights justly. Listen to this narration. A companion, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a path full of hot stones. They were so hot that if you placed meat on them, they would have been cooked. I carried my mother on my back for over 9 kilometers. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have I fulfilled the rights of my mother? Allahu Akbar. Listen to what reply the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, perhaps it is sufficient for a single moment of pain that your mother felt when she gave birth to you. Allahu Akbar. Respect your parents. Love them from the bottom of your hearts. Make dua for them. Serve them. By placing them in those old age homes, you yourself will be losing out on their du'as. You yourself will be losing out on the abundant rewards you can gain by serving your parents. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.